Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Hey, good morning. We're happy to be joined now by Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union and, more importantly, the husband of Mercedes Schlapp, who joined the White House this week as senior communications advisor. And, Matt, I got to start off with the obvious. Are you brushing up on your housekeeping skills?
Oh, yeah, Vince. I mean, I found a cookbook last night. It's been very interesting. The kids don't seem overly pleased with some of these developments. But I'm trying. I keep telling them that you can have hot dogs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's just the truth.
I love that. Not a lot of people can handle the shifting power dynamics, but you figured it out right away. Speaking of power dynamics, there's a lot going on in Congress, and the President of the United States is pushing hard. In addition to actually traveling today to Florida, he's pushing hard to get tax reform done soon. And I know that you've been out saying that, look, if McConnell and Ryan can't get something done, they're in big trouble, and the party's in big trouble. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's not said with any personal animosity. I consider them both friends. In fact, Paul and I were staffers together ages ago. But you can't divorce yourself from reality where you have Republican leaders whose public approval numbers are just in the basement. And if you look at these key Senate races that Mitch McConnell cares so much about, we all care about, you know, his personal numbers are terrible in many of those states. And so there's a bifurcation between being a Republican leader and where the grassroots, where they feel, where their heart is. And one of the reasons for that, Vince, is that, you know, we said for 7.5 years we'd repeal Obamacare, and we had some people in our ranks in the Republican Party who weren't honest, and they didn't vote that way, and it didn't happen. And then if the same thing happens on taxes, I just think that there is going to be hell to pay at the ballot box.
Yeah, the president is obviously in negotiation on taxes. He said yesterday that the rich should probably not expect to get a tax break now. And in fact, he said if they have to go higher, they'll go higher, frankly. Is this something you'd like to see out of the president, the idea that we might see a tax hike on the rich?
I think Republicans always struggle with this question about class warfare because, you know, basically, you know, you got about 50, 60% of the American people paying taxes. Paying federal income taxes. So you got about half paying taxes, and you got about half who aren't paying taxes. Guess who's not paying the taxes? It's people who are lower income. Matter of fact, most of the lower income folks are getting tax credits. They're not just not paying taxes, they're getting money back from the federal government. So if you're going to cut taxes in an effort to stimulate the economy, you can't help but cut taxes on people who are at the upper income. And the other piece of this is the only reason to cut taxes really is not because we think someone should buy another Mercedes-Benz. The reason to cut taxes is because you got to cut taxes for people who run companies, for small business people especially, which is where the engine of our job growth has come from. So, you know, I think if their filter, and I've heard Gary Cohen say this, which is exactly right, the filter should be cut taxes in a way so that job creators can be incentivized to create more jobs. If we do that, there's going to be more economic prosperity for everybody, and that's the way they should approach it.
You know, Matt, one of the things I had looked forward to with this president, and I've been a big cheerleader for him, one of the things I look forward to was him coming out on something like taxes and explaining it to the American people exactly how you just explained it. Hey, half the people don't pay taxes, and explain it, and that's how he could sell it to us. What happened to that president?
You know, I still think that he's explaining it correctly. I think the problem is that, as with much of their legislative approach, they're trying to figure out how they synthesize their message with congressional activity. So I'll give you an example, which is he's out there trying to get Democrats to support the package, and he knows that class warfare in the Democratic Party is kind of like all they're about anymore. So he's trying to use language that's enticing for some of these Senate Democrats who are up in red states like Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp and Claire McCaskill. He's trying to use language that brings them aboard the plan because he worries about people like Susan Collins who have been so unreliable. So it's a good legislative strategy, but you're right. Rhetorically, it can get confusing, and I would encourage him to continue just say it like it is. If you want to have more, if you want to have more economic prosperity for the American people and for the middle class and for working men and women, we've got to be more competitive globally, and we've got to have better job prospects here. You're only going to have better job prospects if companies feel like they can invest more in their companies.
Yeah, and he's clearly working to try and bring down those tax rates for corporations. I want to ask you about the big story this morning legislatively and message-wise coming out of the White House, and that's this dinner he had last night with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. The output of it is that supposedly they've reached an agreement, the president disputing this, that somewhat this morning. But conservatives are fearful that a DREAM Act might be the first piece of legislation, major legislation, that the president gets passed without funding for the wall. What do you make of all of this?
I think it's tricky. I think this is tough. I think amnesty is something that really concerns Americans because of the moral hazard. It's not because we're not a good and generous people. It's just that what we have found when amnesty has been given in the past, it just encourages more illegal activity. So, you know, you don't want to encourage that, especially when it's little kids coming to the border. That breaks everyone's heart when you see a juvenile, you know, leave their family or maybe have their family even encourage them to leave, because they think they're going to get citizenship in America. That's unsafe for the child, and it's unwise for our country. Nobody's winning in that scenario, so right. We don't want to encourage more of that behavior. And by the same token, Donald Trump, if anybody can figure out a way to get the country to have a conversation about what should be done on immigration, it's Donald Trump.
Yes.
It's Nixon goes to China a little bit. I guess my only caution would be, you can't do everything at once, and we ought to focus on taxes.
Well, suddenly there's a very robust conversation happening around immigration. Matt Schlapp, I want to also congratulate the Schlapp family yet again on your wife, Mercedes Schlapp, now joining the White House as Senior Communications Advisor. If we don't get to speak with her with a lot of frequency now, I understand, but I'd like to talk to you a bunch more. I appreciate you coming by, sir.
It's a deal. You guys have a great morning.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here, sir.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.